Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So here's how I did this. I closed my eyes, and I'm ranking them in terms of the pain I felt in the moment, because it is true that time changes your opinions on things. Sometimes things get so bad that a bad moment becomes worse. Sometimes things get good, and a painful moment actually becomes better. So what I did, and this is why I cried seven times this morning, I closed my eyes, and I remembered the moment. And I didn't just remember the moment, I remembered the stomach. I remembered what my brain was saying. I remembered every emotion I felt. And this is how I got to a list that may surprise some of you. But before I tell you the list, I'd like to list off a few games that did not make the list.
Oh.
Carlos Beltran striking out in Game 7 of the 2006 NLCS did not make the list.
Are you doing like the Dayton, like, out tournament here on this?
I think
what
I am.
What are we doing?
First date out.
Okay.
And by the way, I don't think he's got a lot of friends.
And the reason why it didn't make the list is because even though that moment has absolutely tripled and quadrupled in pain, in that moment leaving a quiet Shea Stadium, I thought we'd be back.
Okay.
And that eased it.
All right.
Game 6 of the 1999 NLCS when Kenny Rogers walked Andrew Jones. I cried myself to sleep that night. Did not make the list.
All right.
The Islanders losing Game 7 on a shorthanded goal. Did not make the list. And you're ready for this one? This is really going to stun you. Kevin Durant's foot on the line.
Wow.
Game 7 against Milwaukee did not make the list. Because again,
wow,
much like 06, I thought we'd be back. What a schmuck I am. So with that said, what did make the list? Let's begin.
Here we go!
Number 5.
2008, the closing of Shea Stadium.
I like this one.
Ryan Church is at the plate. We are holding on to a last gasp. And it all came crashing down.
1-0 to Church. Hit in the air to center field. It's deep. Back goes Maven. He has room. And Maven makes the catch. And for the second straight season, the Mets' year ends in abject disappointment on the final day. Shea Stadium will be put to bed. The Milwaukee Brewers have won the wild card. And the Mets are sent home by the Florida Marlins on the final Sunday for the second straight season.
Doesn't that clip just tell you the whole story?
Why were they playing music after that? That's why you just cancel the music.
Imagine dying and then having to watch your own funeral. That's what that was.
Yeah.
The Mets lose for the second straight year on a game 162 at home against the Marlins. By the way, a painful loss. Much more painful than the year earlier. Scott Schoenweiss giving up a home run. And then we have to celebrate our history while we crap the bed. I get angry and sad, and I want to puke thinking about that moment. So, yes,
like
number
it.
Five Is 2008 the closing of Shea Stadium?
It's just another reminder, because we kind of always just forget about it and we talk about it and laugh. We've argued about Joe Shane decisions. In the history of decision-making in this town, has there been a worse decision than having that celebration post-game?
Yeah, I don't know what, do it before the game?
Yeah, big pregame thing. Everybody get in by, 11:30, right.
Sean, my issue isn't with the decision. My issue is with the Mets choking.
I understand
that. You know what
that.
I mean? Like,
but you have to sit and wallow in it after.
Bro, it is so bad. Like, I'm not even telling you, it's worse than 07. It has nothing to do with that. It's the moment. I wanted to disappear in that moment. And yet I'm sitting at Shea Stadium with three people. My dad, my sister, and Steve Summers.
Schmooze up with
I took Steve to the game. Final game at Shea. I wonder if that made his book. Probably not. That's okay.
Does he remember?
I don't know if he does. Let's get to number four.
Number four.
It's going to shock people that it's only number four. Game five of the 2000 World Series. The Mets, the Yankees, Mariano, Mike Piazza. Put me out of my misery.
And the 0-1 swung on, hit in the air to deep center. Bernie back, away back. He's there. He makes the catch. Ball game over. World Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win. The New York Yankees have once again reached the summit of the sports world. They've won their third straight championship, fourth in the last 5 years, and 26th all-time, the most successful team in the history of professional sports. Starting the new millennium,
blah blah.
The New York Yankees are once again world champions.
There's a reason I made this call the John Sterling call.
Yeah, I was going to ask that. Okay.
Thank you for asking. A part of what made this so painful is I went to school the next day.
Yeah, so
and did I. 80% and 80% of the people are Yankee fans, even growing up on Long Island. So it wasn't just the Mets lost the World Series, which sucks. It was we lost the World Series to that, and we're going to hear all of that regurgitated to us for the rest of time. And let's throw in the fact the game was painful. Al Leiter left his lungs on the field. He left his soul on the field. And there's Luis Soho hitting a 150 roller that sneaks through for a base hit. Absolute painful.
Let's go Yankees.
Shut up, Tommy. Now let's get to number three.
Number three.
The AFC Championship game following the 2010 season, the New York Jets against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
One more and it's official. The Pittsburgh Steelers are the AFC champions again.
I cut that highlight. I was at tape op that day.
I cut the highlight. I went to YouTube. So.
We had it in the system, thanks to me, years ago.
Thank you. Look, when they beat the Patriots a week earlier, it was arguably one of the most satisfying wins a human could have as a sports fan. I was in the building. I was in Foxborough. I got to dance on their grave. We beat Tom Brady. And the whole week, I was nervous about a letdown. I know that sounds crazy, a letdown. They're in the AFC title game. They played like they had a freaking letdown. They no-showed the first half of that game. To be in the building, surrounded by Steeler fans who are fine, nothing against them, I genuinely thought we were going to the Super Bowl. And I'll never forget what I said to Ernie, our producer. As the Jets were lining up third and five, the play that sealed it for Pittsburgh, it was a Ben rollout. He connected to Antonio Brown, who was a rookie at the time. I said to Ernie, if we get off the field, we're going to the Super Bowl. That's how much belief I had in Mark Sanchez and the way the momentum of that game was going. Wow. If they got off the field, they were going to the Super Bowl. And no one to this day can tell me different. And when Bruce Arians drew up that play and it connected to Antonio Brown, and now I'm sitting there watching the kneel downs because I can't leave, and then leaving that stadium knowing I ain't getting there. Like, I walked out knowing that was our shot. Back-to-back championship games. We're right there. This is it. And don't tell me, well, they were going to lose next week to the Packers anyway.
You don't know that.
Who cares? I'm in the Super Bowl.
And you don't know that.
And I don't know that. Like, that feeling leaving the championship game in Pittsburgh when I threw that cigar to the ground, I knew we weren't getting back. And so, yes, it's made worse by the fact they haven't been in the playoffs since, which is unimaginable. But I swear on anything, as I left that building, I kind of saw this all coming. And that's only number three.
What would smoking the cigar look like for you? Can we get a practice drag?
No, not until I win a championship.
Okay.
Let's get to number two.
Number two.
What made 2015 worse than 2000 was it was a repeat. It was the same bleep. It was the same thing. Losing in 2015 to the Royals followed the same freaking script as the 2000 Yankees. And so it ended when Wade Davis struck out Wilmer Flores to end the game five in the 11th inning or the 12th inning, whatever the hell inning they tortured us to. It doesn't get much worse than the closing of the 2015 World Series.
One and two to Flores. Conforto leads from second. Davis sets. Here's the pitch to Flores. And it's in there. Strike three called. The Kansas City Royals are the 2015 World Champions. Davis flings his glove into the air, as do many of the other Royals, who pile out of the dugout, storm out of the bullpen. They are jumping and hooping and hollering right in front of the pitcher's mound. Congratulations to the Kansas City Royals. They have won the World Championship for the first time since 1985.
I know why it's easy to say, how is that worse than 2000? Like, how is that worse than 2000?
Right.
When something really crappy happens, whether it's in your life or it's sports, isn't it worse when it happens again? Isn't it worse when you experience the same freaking thing that you thought could never happen again?
Yeah, you're right.
2008 was a carbon copy of 2007. It was worse. 2015, 15 years later, was a carbon copy of 2000. You could tell me all day about Yankee fans and going to school, and trust me, I get it. I experienced it. It was painful. But 15 years later, how could it go the same way? Like literally, I still cannot fathom how everything went the same bleeping way. And again, that feeling when I left Citi Field was, we're just never going to win. Because that was magic. That year was magic. That was a storybook. They had game one, won! They had game four, won! They had game five, won! So, dude, it makes me angry just thinking about it. So, yes, that's number two. But how do we get to number one? What could possibly be number one?
And we already know your omissions. This is curious.
All right, number one.
Number one.
I have never been this close to a championship, and I'll never get that close again. Game six of the NBA Finals in 2003, Spurs-Nets.
A lot of people talked about their 99 title having an asterisk next to it. The 2003 title's about to have an exclamation point next to it. The San Antonio Spurs are your world champions.
They had game six in their hands. They were up by 10 in the fourth quarter. They had this game won. They were forcing a winner-take-all seventh game to win a championship. That World Series I talked about, that's a fifth game. This is game six.
You're right.
They had the game won. And you know how they lost this game? No one watched it, so I have to inform everybody because nobody knows what the hell I'm talking about. It was a slow death. They couldn't score for 5 minutes in the fourth quarter. Meanwhile, David Robinson is having like a festival. Yeah. Speedy Claxton's making buckets.
Speedy Claxton quarter.
Game six, fourth quarter of the NBA Finals is my personal hellscape. And when that game ended, and I'm an adult, okay? I am 19 years old. Is that an adult?
By age, yes.
I cried like a baby. Not tears like here and there. I mean bald like a biatch. Like it was the water. It was horrific. And yet, if I could have told myself, hey, Evan, you moron, 22 years later, you'll never get that close again. That'll be the closest you get. You'll have some fun ones, some moments. That will be the closest you will ever get to a championship, you stupid redheaded loser. I would have said, come on, that's too negative. That can't possibly be the case. And so, yes, number one is what
my
I like.
My personal hellscape.
Thank you. That was the worst experience I've ever had watching sports, watching the death of a season before my eyes being that close to a championship. So congratulations, Jason Kidd, Kenyon Martin, who knows showed. Congratulations to the 2003 New Jersey Nets. And that's my list.
It's a great list.
I have to take you to task on a few things.
First of all, before you do,
yeah,
like I said to you, you can't take anyone to task on how one personally feels about painful
but I can,
losses.
Well, I can ask you questions.
That's much better. You can ask me questions. Okay. Let me see who's raising their hands. Tommy. Yes, go ahead, Tommy.
Thank you. Yesterday, you said on the air that after the quick pitch, the Alex Gordon home run that Familia gave up, you were screaming and your wife had to come in the room because she thought you were giving birth.
Yes.
How is that not the moment? Why did you choose the sort of the funeral instead of the, not to make this thing, but you know what I mean? Like, why didn't you not pick the moment that really lost the series in a lot of ways?
It's a great question, Tommy, because in every horrible loss, there's still hope. And hope ends when it's over. And so as a sports fan, even though game one of 2000, game one of 2015, like you're totally right about that. But I also had game three against the Celtics in 2002's Eastern Conference Finals. Like I've had moments of this is the most awful loss. But in that case, they came back and won anyway. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was awful. It was bad. But the closure is always worse because it's over. And there is that helpless feeling of, wow, there's no tomorrow. There's no chance to fix this. And as bad as game one was, there was a game two the next night with Jacob deGrom on the mound. There was a game three of the World Series at Citi Field. So that's why, to me, it's all of these games are closeout games. They're ending of the season games because that helplessness really goes to a 10 when that happens.
Okay, and maybe we'll never agree on this, but I think 06 was the Mets' best chance to win a World Series in our lifetime. So I don't know why it's not on your list. I just don't think they were beating the Royals. You want to talk about the magic of the Mets? The Royals were in the World Series so, the year prior. And if it wasn't for Bumgarner, they would have won. And they got better in the offseason. That, to me, that Royal team was a team of destiny.
So
they
my,
just weren't going to get beat.
My answer to 06, because that's going to be a very popular, how is, I mean, what's wrong with you? It's the naivete I had leaving the building.
Yes.
Like, I was still young enough. I was 23 years old where I left Shea Stadium, and it was the eeriest moment leaving Shea, because unlike the Royals and the Yankees, there was not a Cardinal fan there. You could hear a pin drop. Like, literally, I left Shea, I heard the Cardinals celebrating. Very weird.
That's
very surreal.
Crazy to think of today's world, too.
Insane.
Right.
Look at the Royals in 2015. Right. Did you hear the Royal fans that were there?
Right. It's easier to get tickets online now, travel, the whole thing is different.
So, it was one of the most surreal feelings I ever had. I came right here because I was doing a show that night. I'm still looking for the tapes of that. And as I left, and I may have said it on the air that day, as depressed as I was, as missed of an opportunity as it was, I thought, we'll be back.
But in hindsight, because you said you factored that in.
No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't at
you
all?
You didn't listen at all.
I'm sorry,
said at the beginning.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I did it in the moment. In the moment.
Fair enough. If David Tyree makes that catch and the Giants lose the Super Bowl, you go, my God, we had this great catch and we didn't win.
Correct.
The Chavez catch, that's the moment. That's the DVD moment. And they still didn't win.
Tommy,
they didn't even win the series and they're at
Tommy,
home.
Tommy, if I do the list based on how I feel now,
I know
it's probably number one or number two.
Oh, okay.
For that matter.
In hindsight.
I'm telling you in the moment. I walked out of there, right?
I could
Reyes,
understand that.
Beltran, we'll be back. Now, I'm an idiot. They choked like dogs in 7. They closed down Shea Stadium like a funeral in 08. And they didn't sniff the playoffs for another half a decade. So, obviously, I'm a moron. But I'm telling you the reason, same thing with Durant. Like, you should say, well, how the hell is that not number one? Because I walked out with a slight belief of, I'll get these bastards.
Yep.
I'll be back. Obviously, if I redid the list, Durant and Beltran are zooming to the top because of that. But I'm going in the moment with how I felt.
All right, final one for me. 2000. If the Mets had won that World Series, Yankee fans would have never been able to hold anything over our heads ever again. It doesn't matter how many they won. If we would have beat them heads up, we will always been able to not only just win the World Series, but win the bar fights. So to me, that for me, is always going to be number one. For a Yankee fan, obviously not. They beat the Mets. It's just the Mets. But that would have been so special, just to win the World Series, but to beat them.
I know it doesn't fit because of 2003. But again, I tried to judge it on the moment. I think these losses get worse as you get older. And it's easy to say, well, but you're a kid, you know.
No,
because you start to, look, I'm in my 40s. I don't know how long I'm going to live.
Yeah, you face mortality a little bit.
Thinking about it.
And if you're a real, like, crazy lunatic sports fan like us, you put the two together.
You start to realize, like, it is now on the table. I'm going to die before I see any of my loser teams win a championship.
You ever start to think how many seasons I got left? 30?
Yeah. You know? Yeah, it's not a lot.
Yeah,
it's crazy. And think about all the ones that are already over. Like, the Nets are done for the next 5 years. The Jets are done for, let's say, the next 3 years. So those are done. Those are eight seasons already that you could just throw away.
It's just crazy and terrible to think about.
So I believe that the longer this goes, the worse it gets. Now, you could say, but you're older, priorities, kids. Like, that's all healthy. I agree. Yeah. Like, I'm able to, after these losses, look into my son's beautiful eyes and say, hey, this is what really matters. I don't want anyone to think I'm that sick. But in terms of, like, how much does this hurt, it gets worse because it is absolutely on the table. In fact, it's likelier than not that I'll be 10 feet underground before I see any of these losers win a championship.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.